Sir or Lady, as I shall call him, sits on the promontory in our village, deep in movie love. He's running the same old flick in his head again. In it, the stars kiss breathlessly in true love. This is the kind of movie he enjoys. The movie guy kisses the movie girl, and they are one. I listen to Sir or Lady detailing this or that movie scenario and look for myself in every word of it. I don't want to exist much outside his thinking and regard. I'm convinced Sir or Lady's movie tales are his way of telling me he and I are one. He's a romantic, but a silent one. He says, the movie girl overcomes her resistance to the movie guy, and then we know they are in love forever. He's never told me this part of the story before. He's never used that exact sequence of words before. Who is the we Sir or Lady is referring to, and what do they know? I'm off his screen, apparently. When I can't find myself in what Sir or Lady says, the world as I know it is nearly washed away by wave after wave of ocean-gray fear. How can he have a thought, a feeling, without me? How can I be a we without him? The truth is, I have not been myself lately, and for a long time. In the 3 decades or more since Sir or Lady, or SL, and I have been friends, I have felt myself becoming him to a certain extent. I've adopted his vocal intonations, his vegetarianism, and his candor. He is my second, but longer-running we. This did not come about without its share of relationship noise. I've spent a fair amount of time trying to apprehend, in the blind, awkward, and ultimately solipsistic way many of us strive to articulate why the beloved has become just that, how SL came to fill my mind like no one else on earth. Metaphors sustain us. For some time before we were known as an oh, you two, I felt SL was my corny and ancient other half. Nearly from the first, I wanted to grow into one with him, as Aristophanes sort of has it in Plato's Symposium. We are not lovers. It's almost as if I dreamed him, my lovely twin, the same as me, only different. I cling to that story in the Symposium, of the two halves coming together in an amazement of love and friendship and intimacy, and one will not be out of the other's sight, because that's all I want to know. Like most people, I respond to stories that tell me something about who I am or wish to be, but as reflected in another character's eyes. With it all, though, I know I will lose sight of SL eventually. I have before. To the movies and movie kissing, to his love of women, to his interest, unlike me, in the plural aspects and manifestations of the world, from its vastness to its multitude of worms. To his politics, to his various subjects, he is a photographer and a filmmaker. To his migraines, to his social drinking, to his lack of interest, unlike me, in delineating who we are. To his lack of interest in speaking of our friendship, our twinship, to anyone at all. To his lack of interest, unlike me, in seeking anyone's validation for what he thinks or feels. Nothing accounts for me and SL getting together, and everything does. Our respective biographies and hence personalities don't add up to us being a we. We were raised in different parts of the world, in different kinds of families, but we shared this. We each had a daddy, and that can send you packing, even from yourself. Still, SL and I met at a moment when we'd relaxed into that particular conundrum. It was just part of who we were. By the time we met, we were anxious to share our Black American maleness with another person who knew how flat and not descriptive those words were, since they did not include how it had more than its share of Daisy Buchanan and Jordan Baker in it, women who passed their white girlhood together.